The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. This program for the Pensacola Beat, the Pensacola Chamber Connection has been pre-recorded.
The Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce.
Good morning. Welcome back to Pep Talk. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. 850-437-1620 if you have any questions of our guests today. I'm your host, PJ. In studio with me right now is Tad Thompson, President and CEO of the Pensacola Chamber. Also, Carol Carlin. And Carol, I'm going strictly on memory here. You run your own consulting firm, correct?
Well, actually, I do a couple of different things.
Okay.
You want to know about
Yeah, absolutely. Tell us about it.
So I am the Director of Philanthropy at the Institute for Human and Machine Cognition downtown. One of my love things to do is to help build philanthropy in organizations. I did that for Ascension Healthcare. I was the president of Ascension Foundation.
Oh, wonderful.
Locally. Mm-hmm. And then I have my own leadership development company, which I've had for 20 years. And I have a love for developing people.
Wonderful. All right. Tad, I know you have some questions as well.
Yeah. So Carol Carlin is our guest today on the Chamber Connection. And really excited to announce, we've been putting it out on some of our social media, but really going to start promoting our third All Together Business Women's event that's coming up early in 2025. This is something that, and I just want to say publicly thank you, Carol, for your leadership in making this event a reality. We kind of had to go through some starts and stops and some hiccups with COVID as we tried to get this going the first couple years, but we finally got it going, and it's an annual event now that we have to feature female business leaders in our community, give them the opportunity to tell their stories. But first of all, welcome to the show, and thank you for bringing us all together, and just kind of give us a little kind of kickoff preview of what we might expect.
Well, thank you, Todd. First of all, I've been a part of the Chamber for many, many, many years.
Yes.
And I've loved what the Chamber does for our community and bringing individuals together. Just give everyone a little background. This was an idea that was brought up in the Chamber, and I was asked to come together with the Chamber, and let's figure out how we can bring women together that can connect, collaborate for continuous growth. And the first year we held it, we had to turn away 100 individuals. We had 100 attendees.
Right.
Oh, wow.
And so we said, wow, there's some merit to this. The next year we moved it to Echo Life Church, and we grew to 200. So the seats fill up very quickly. But what happens in these groups, the collaboration and the connection, is people are connected to new jobs. We share through these influencers. By the way, an influencer, they're a local established successful professional women who've had vast experience in a vast different fields, and they're recognized by their peers as exemplary leaders in their particular field of expertise. So they share some challenges and opportunities for growth that they were presented with the group, and they're all so different. And what we all walk away with is, through that connection and collaboration and discussion in the breakout groups, there are new jobs created. There are opportunities to meet someone that you wanted to meet in the local community and actually learn from them on how they handle different challenges. This year, we chose the word hope, and we're very excited because you will learn who our keynote speaker is this year, which is very exciting.
Right.
So we'll talk about that. But the growth, what we see in these women sharing with each other, is just amazing.
And we're going to kind of go through the roster of speakers of this year, but I know you're very strategic in terms of selecting these speakers, and it's something that you put a lot of thought into and really develop what the program's going to look like. Talk about that a little bit.
So I have several individuals that I rely on. Being in the community for 45 years and having a prior banking career, many of the women that present themselves are people that have been my mentors, and or I've been their mentor, and I've had the ability to watch them grow. And what kind of, when you brought this to me, I said, wow, what if we all came together and we could have a larger group of mentors and we could connect to individuals that maybe have some challenges that we've experienced. But also they talk about opportunities. It's not all challenges. And we have busy mothers. We have individuals, like I put myself an example. I was going through, I had a husband that was very, very sick. But it was a lot of these individuals that were mentoring me along the way through that transition. I lost Charles in 2023. So the word hope for me was very relevant.
Right.
And how do you take a very sad situation and turn it into looking at all the good things that happens through that?
Right, right. And you know, you mentioned the theme of hope, and that, so that'll be throughout the day, that'll be what we hear over and over again from each of the speakers and telling their story as it relates to hope.
Yes, and each of these women are very unique. So now we probably have, the first year we had 8 influencers, the next year we had 9. This year we have 7 influencers plus our keynote. And I'd love to go through the roster.
Yeah, go right ahead.
So we're really excited this year. We have Angela Lane. And if anybody knows, that's Brent Lane's wife. And Angela is really amazing. We have Haley Lotz. Haley is Pensacola State College. She's an amazing person. Hong Potomsky with Blue Cross Blue Shield. We have Jennifer Grove,
right.
Wow, who is a retired leader in our community, but just amazing experience. Jennifer McFerrin,
right,
with Navy Federal, and Jennifer has an incredible legacy as well. And Robin Richard. Robin has been a staple in our community for many, many years, and I can't wait to hear from Robin. And then Susanna Driver, Echo Church. She and her husband started Echo Church, where we're having the event, and we got to know her and her powerful story. And so we're just really excited. And interesting, I don't control the dialogue.
Right.
They present, but what we find every year, there's a common thread that connects all of these individuals, which are pretty powerful.
Right, right. So this is coming up on January 30th. 2025. It's an all-day event. So it's very important for folks who are going to attend. This is an all-day event, and you know, you need to be there throughout the day to hear all of the stories and get everything that's going to be a part of this, the connections, the conversations. So talk about that a little
We
bit.
Have a lot of takeaways, yeah. Too. We'll have presentations. First of all, you want to be there when it kicks off, because there's a light breakfast and there'll be networking. The event starts promptly at 9 o'clock, and the day goes by very fast. But we're going to have presenters outside of the influencers that are actually going to have takeaways that you can actually apply. It's the first of the year. Some learnings that you can take with you. You will not want to miss our keynote speaker, who kicks off in the morning and also does this incredible exercise in the afternoon. I have learned so much from her, and I'll actually that day share the story of how we were brought together 10 years ago. And she is celebrating her 10th year this year in business. So she's going to be giving a lot of takeaways to those in the audience that may even want to start their own business, or maybe they're a stay-at-home mom and they want a business. So we're really looking forward to what she has to present.
Yeah. No, it's an amazing lineup of leaders in our community and folks that, you know, to your point, it's an opportunity, if you don't know these ladies, to not just hear from them, but get to interact with them. get to know them a little better, connect. That's, you know, one of the main things that I know you want to accomplish with this event is making those connections, bringing all together. I mean, that's what it's all about, is bringing people together to learn and to grow.
Yes, and tickets are already selling. We will have prior influencers who have said they would attend and help with the breakout sessions. So not only do you have a bonus of these new influencers presenting, but some of the prior influencers that have been there before.
And that's, we were talking about this before the show, so this is the third altogether. But each year you've had a new slate of speakers, all from our community. You will bring in one keynote from out of town.
But think of this.
The influencers that are from here.
Our keynote is from this area.
Right, yeah, originally from Pensacola.
Originally from Pensacola, I'll give you a hint. She went to Auburn University. Actually, my husband knew her before I did. And the story's going to be fun. But she's from this community, so she was so excited to be invited to come back and be part of this.
Right. And we'll be unveiling that this week. So keep an eye out on our chamber social media channels, on our communications. We'll be announcing that this week. But also just, you know, keep an eye out. And we'll be putting out, we'll be announcing all of the speakers throughout the next few weeks with information about them, their bios. So, you know, be on the lookout for that. It's going to be an amazing event. Again, it's January 30th, all day, 9 to 5 at Echo Life Church. You can go to PensacolaChamber.com to register. We also have sponsorships still available. So if you want to sponsor, we can do that. Contact us at the Chamber, and we're happy to get you more information.
It's a great time to promote your business if you want to connect with others. And also, if you're not a Chamber member, I highly recommend that you join. You didn't ask me to pitch that, but I've seen the value of the Chamber in our community for many, many years. And I just say to everyone, be a part of this very important group.
Yes, well, thank you for that. And I mean, you've been a tremendous supporter of the Chamber. I've been at the Chamber for almost 10 years now, and you were there. You were on the board. I think you were just ending your term as chair.
Yeah, I was the 125th chair.
That's
I'm
awesome.
Really old.
No, you weren't there for all of them, just a few. But but you've been a tremendous supporter, and I mean, you brought this idea and you know, have really developed this event. But it's also, you know, it's helped spurn. We have our Women in Business Coffee that happens every other month, where we bring speakers in to talk about their experience and how they developed into their career. And you know, just looking for those opportunities where we could promote, you know, like you say, promote women, promote their business, what they do, and make those connections.
Yes. And, you know, I call myself a legacy leader, and a legacy leader is simply someone that knows themselves, they grow themselves, and they sow, which means give back to others. So know, grow, and sow, and we talk about that and how each one of us can be a part of that. And that's what this event does.
All right. Talk about, I mean, leadership development is something that's very important to you. You know, talk about some of the things you do, not with just this event, but, you know, in the community, how you connect with folks and develop those leaders.
So through my leadership development company, I use scientifically based behavioral assessments. You know, when I started my banking career, you get thrown into management positions. Really, you haven't really been trained to be a manager. You're doing whatever your job is really well, so you get recognized for that. And all of a sudden, you're a manager, and I say you really need to understand yourself first and how you lead others. And so I'm very intentional about, one, growing myself. And if you grow yourself, you can help grow others. But first you have to know about yourself and how effectively you need to grow. Where are those blind spots that maybe everyone else sees that you don't? So I go in and help companies with their communication skills among the employees, how best to understand each other, and also how to job selection. How do you get in the right seat? What behavioral styles and what drives you to do your work? And how do you pick that job that is best suited for you? Because we all want to excel.
Right.
And we want to do well. But sometimes we get thrown into positions that really are not good for us. They're not really bringing out the best in who we are. So all of that's around leadership.
Right.
And so I love helping others, and I get asked a lot to come in. And I've had a lot of failures as a manager. And so when you've had failures, you can share that and you grow from that. And that's some of what these conversations are during that day that we're together.
Right. Yeah, because, you know, people see someone in a prominent position, but, you know, it's not easy to get there. It's a journey. And like you said, they're failures, and learning from those failures and knowing your style, how you react to certain situations, how you interact with people. You bring us in as a chamber team to, you know, take the assessment, and we, you know, have some fun exercises and team building things that you take us through. But it helps, you know, understanding there are certain ways you need to talk to people, or that, you know, you receive information. And the more that you understand that, and you understand that amongst your team, the more effective you can be as a company.
Absolutely. And I like to tell individuals, if your company's not growing you, then invest in yourself. You know, grow yourself. And there are a lot of companies that are not growing their individuals. I read an article recently that 30% of the college graduates that are going into positions have poor communication skills. And a result of that, they're being let go. And this is, you know, a study that is very shocking. So we need individuals that are workforce ready and that also understand how to get along with others and adapt their behavioral style to be better understood and learn to grow themselves. And the cost of chaos, they say in the other article in companies now, is 10-20% of your revenues.
Wow.
So if you could capture that back for right. those of us that are old bankers, capture that back. That's like new money coming back into your company if you can cut the cost of chaos within your organization.
Right. So talking with Carol Carlin today about a number of things, but, you know, primary leadership and our third All Together event that'll be happening on January 30th, 2025 at Echo Life Church.
So remember, breakfast in the morning, you'll be fed at lunch. So those are the important takeaways.
Right.
And plan to be there all day.
Right. Yes. So it's a full day. The program starts at 9, but we have, like you said, we have breakfast and coffee and great things, you know, networking before that. Doors open, I think, at 8:30.
Registration, I believe the doors may open at
8 a.m.
According to the website, yes,
yeah. You bet. Yeah. So,
to give everyone time before we kick the event off to network and meet some of the influencers prior to the event.
Yeah, and so you know, get there, have a cup of coffee, have a nice little breakfast, and meet the influencers, connect with other business leaders, and then, yeah, it's a full day, and we've got 8 speakers, and just a lot of great connection and opportunity for learning. And like you said, a number of great takeaways as well.
As we get closer to the event, we'll have a detailed itinerary on who's speaking when, but we don't want to release that too soon because it gets individuals really excited about being there for the day. And
So again, you can go to PensacolaChamber.com to get more information, to get your tickets, sponsorship information. You know, let us know. We want this to be a real community event, and it's been great. This is the third one. First two were fantastic. I think we found a home at Echo Life Church for this. They have a wonderful facility where it's plenty of room, and people can move around. And I I don't want to give too much away, but I mean, there'll be some interaction, you know, between speakers as well. So a lot of great things happening with the All Together event.
And the chamber staff has been great. Don't forget, Marina Turner has done a great job. You can reach out to Marina if you want to be a sponsor. And she's done a great job. Thank you, Todd, for her support.
Oh, yeah. No, she's been fantastic. And, yeah, again, reach out to Marina Turner at the Chamber if you want more information about tickets or sponsorships or any general information about the event, and she will get that to you.
It looks like there's a coffee bar sponsor and also a mimosa bar sponsor.
Yeah. We want to make sure that, you know, people have their choice of beverage and, you know, kind of
that's really cool.
Get in the mood.
Nice. So you mentioned this is open to the community, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So are there member rates and non-member rates, or everybody pays the same rate?
It's just a flat rate.
Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Any sponsors that you want to highlight?
I don't know if Carol's ready to unveil any sponsors, but I want to say if you want to be a sponsor, you do have to be a chamber member. That is. So you can contact us for more information about joining the chamber if you're not. But there are wonderful sponsorship opportunities that'll go
well. So Carol Carlin is your lead sponsor. Right. I'm your presenting sponsor, but we have Pensacola State College is our goal sponsor, and we have some other sponsors that you just mentioned.
Yeah. So PJ's Coffee, PJ's
not related to me.
Yeah, not related, but easy to remember. They're our coffee bar sponsor. Bella Magazine, I think they've come
Bella
on board.
Yes, Bella Magazine has come on board. We have Keepsake Innovations, which is Aaron Ball.
Fantastic video brochures. If you're not familiar with these, definitely check them out. But Aaron does a tremendous job with those and all the videos that will go along with the event.
So, and we have some others that are coming that we'll announce behind this.
Yes. As we roll everything out, this is sort of our kickoff, to the public, to let you know about the speakers and the idea of the event. But we'll be providing information on all of our sponsors and all the opportunities.
Well, if you think about Echo Life Church, too, they opened this event to us because they wanted to be part of the community. And so to be there, in a sense, they're a sponsor too, because they have been very supportive with their team. So it's an amazing place. They have a daycare center and they're doing lots of good things.
And they have a new coffee bar.
They do.
Just opened. Coffee, always popular.
That's right.
Right.
You had mentioned that you'd moved to Echo Life because you had sold out and you needed a venue that was bigger. So what is the attendance cap for this?
200 people.
Okay.
So we can comfortably fit 200. And so tickets are on sale now.
And they're going.
And they're going. And so PensacolaChamber.com, $199 for the day. And as Carol mentioned, that covers your breakfast, coffee, mimosas, lunch, snacks.
All the giveaways.
Yeah, and there's going to be some great giveaways as well. So.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You've been listening to Pep Talk, a previous recording of the Chamber Connection with Todd Thompson.